Well, I wasn't telling everyone this. I'm letting you guys in on our conversation from a couple minutes ago. But I'm going to I'm going to make something live on VCV Rack.
What's VCV Rack?
It's like a Euro Rack simulator. I don't know. Is it Euro Track or Euro Rack?
What's Euro Track?
I don't know. It's like a bunch of like noise making machines, and you plug them into each other, and then they make it like changes the noise that it's making. So we're gonna make some noises, and it's probably not gonna be enjoyable. I'll tell you that now. You're not gonna enjoy it, but it's like kind of interesting. It's kind
of
cool.
You're gonna lose all of Wani's viewership.
No, I won't. Actually, everyone's gonna love it. You guys are gonna love it, and it's actually very enjoyable. And you're going to love it. And you're going to have so much fun. And we're going to have a dance party in here, too.
Yeah, but
you guys
aren't.
Everyone come to Hunt Union. We're having a dance party. But only me and Anjali are invited. So don't come. unless you want to pay me like $5, you can do that. All right. I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. Bye.
Don't touch that dial.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wony Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Wony Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to this week. On Monday, the Women's Club Soccer Tryouts Day 1 are happening on the all-college field at 7 o'clock p.m. On Tuesday, Trivia Tuesday will be happening in the Red Dragon Theater located in Hunt Union at 9 o'clock p.m. On Wednesday, there will be a Colorway Stress event happening in HECO Room 216 at 5:15 p.m. On Thursday, the Back to School Fest is happening located in the President's Garden at 5:30 p.m. On Friday, there's going to be a planetarium show titled Planetary Nebulae, Ghost of the Cosmos in the SUNY Oneonta Planetarium located in the Perta Science Building at 7 o'clock p.m. On Saturday, there will be a Pete Singo with the Transfer Club event located in the Hunt Union Waterfront Ballroom at 6 o'clock p.m. And on Sunday, there will be the Terpsichorean Dance Company show selection event located in the Alumni Dance Studio at 12 o'clock p.m. This has been your Wony Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about all of these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great weekend and keep it locked.
This is the Experimental Hour. Keep it locked.
Psych! It's not the Experimental Hour. Maybe it is. Actually, maybe it is. Like I was saying before, I'm going to do some VCV Rack stuff. Give me a second. I'm going to have my guest talk for now because I have to do something. So everybody listen.
Hey, everybody. It's Anjali again, the radio. I'm going to tell you about the print that I'm going to do. I am going to print a... Can you put some, like, music on, maybe, or...
Yeah, here, I'll put this on.
Cool.
This is real nice stuff.
This is perfect. So I'm just going to tell you guys a little bit about the print that I'm going to be doing. I am going to be doing a dry point Tetra Pak etching. Now, let me tell you what that means. In printmaking, there are a few different forms of etchings, and an etching is where you press into the plate. It's either zinc, copper, or what we call dry point. Zinc or copper are called soft and hard ground etchings, where you're using an acid resist to coat the plate, and then you etch into the plate, and then you burn it in acid, and what is revealed is what you etch, what you scratch into the plate. Now, I'm doing a dry Tetra Pak etching. Tetra Pak is what is found in things like coconut water and Goya juice boxes and Some types of milk also have Tetra Pak insides. It's basically cardboard. This one is pure coconut water, no added sugar, not from concentrate. And there's actually no brand on this, so it kind of looks like some sort of like TV prop. But anyways, the inside is coated with aluminum, which is good to scratch into. And then over top of that, I'm going to do a lino cut, which is made of a linoleum block. And then you carve into that, and then that's what we call a relief print. And a relief print means that whatever is carved is the negative of, and then what is not carved is going to be having ink on it. And that is what I'm going to be doing for my next print. Leo, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Oh, wow. That was an amazing explanation of... Sorry, I wasn't paying attention. I was doing the thing I was doing.
Hey, that's okay. I'll just have to explain it to you later. Just kidding. You already heard it this morning. So, anyways, I'm going to let Leo take it away now.
Okay. I'm going to keep that on. My goal for this is to see what I can do with a singular VCO, which is a voltage-controlled oscillator. And it's pretty much just playing a single tone right now. It's playing a sine wave here. This is what it sounds like. Oh, whoops, there's also music playing. I just made that with one VCO. Oh. Okay, wait, this is what it sounds like. Okay. That's what it sounds like right now at 261.63 hertz. So we are going to mess around with that. And maybe you'll enjoy it, maybe you won't. And you can, at the very least, enjoy the nature sounds and the birds chirping in the background. I guess not psych, reverse psych from earlier. You are listening to the experimental hour on the Minneka Hertz. So, yeah, enjoy, don't enjoy, whatever. Just listen to it. If not, if you tune out, I'll know. And I'll find you. See you in a little bit.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Alright, well, that's enough of that. I hope you enjoy it, I guess. I don't really know what to tell you. I'm sorry. Maybe. I don't know, I'm not really that sorry, actually. That was fun for me. I hope it was, like, somewhat fun to listen to. Let me know if I should do that again, or let me know if I should never do that again. I'm gonna do it again, probably. Cause sometimes, man, I just don't know what to do. And I gotta switch it up. I can't just be one of those hosts that just plays music all the time. Even though, like, yeah, sure, that's, like, what you're supposed to do. I don't want it, so I'm not gonna. And I'm gonna do stuff like this instead, because I think that's very cool. Also, let me know if you like the nature sounds. I really like them. I think next time I'm gonna do city sounds. Ooh, city sounds. I tried to say cityscape and city sounds. I'm gonna stop saying words that have an F sound in them. I guess. Oh, I did it again. Alright, never mind. I'm gonna stop that. That's a kind of hard challenge to do. I got this CD called Passing It On by David Grover and the Big Bear Band with Steve Ide and friends. Now that we all know I know how to read, we can play this song. It's called Turkey in the Straw. And, I literally never opened this CD. It had the wrapper on it, this morning, and now it doesn't. Now it doesn't because I took it off. And, and I listened to this song for the first time, and I liked it, and I did a little jig to it. So I hope you can, wherever you are, do a little jig to this song. Kind of a groovy song. You can get down to it. Alright, well, here's that. Enjoy.
Little monkey in an itty tiny came and it threw him in the bathtub to see if he could swim. He drank up all the water and ate up all the soap. Tried to eat the bathtub, boom, went down his throat. Mama called the doctor called the nurse. Nurse called the lady with the alligator purse. But the monkey ate the doctor and the monkey ate the nurse and the monkey ate the lady with the alligator purse. Well, I walked around the corner and I walked around the block and I walked right into a donut shop. Grabbed me a donut out of the grease and I handed the lady a 5-cent piece. She looked at the nickel and she looked at me. She said, this nickel's no good, you see. It's got a hole in the middle all the way through. And it said, there's a hole in your donut too. Well, I had a little chicken and he went laying eggs. So I poured hot water up and down his leg. He gave a little holler and he gave a little beg. And he laid for me a hard-boiled egg. Turkey in the straw, ha, 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 turkey in the hay. With a hot dog, a hog, and with a tuna called Turkey the Straw. And he went scratching in the dirt, and he scratched so hard that his feet got hurt. So they bent his arm up from his stocking to his toe. Should have seen the chicken to the dirt, see go. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, hey, hey. Roll up a chicken with a hot dog, a hog, and with a tuna called Turkey the Straw.
Milk, but I didn't know how, so I milked the goat instead of the cow. Turns out if you sell it to a fancy gourmet store, that the goat's milk cheese gets a whole lot more.
Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, hey. Roll up just with a hot dog, and with a tuna called Turkey in the Straw. Did you ever go fishing on a bright summer day? You lean on the fence, and the fence gave away. With your hands in your pockets, and your pockets in your pants, watching the fishes do the hoochie goochie dance. Turkey in the straw, turkey in the hay, hey, hey. Roll up just with a hot dog, and with a tuna called Turkey in the Straw. Froggy went a-courtin', he did ride. Froggy went a-courtin', he did ride. Sword and pistol by his side. Hum-dum-diddle-um-day. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door. Gave three loud knocks and a very big roar. Hum-dum-diddle-um-day. Said Miss Mousie, are you within? He said, Miss Mousie, are you within?
Yes, kind sir, I sit and spin on the mill of day.
He took Miss Mousy on his knee. Took Miss Mousy on his knee. Said, Miss Mousy, will you marry me? Hum dum dum day. Hum dum dum day.
I don't know what to say to that. I don't know what to say to that. Till I consult my Uncle Rat. Hum dum dum day. Without my Uncle Rat's consent. Without my Uncle Rat's consent, I would not marry the president. Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum diddle um day.
Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides. Uncle Rat laughed and shook his fat sides to think his niece would be a bride. Hum dum diddle um day. Rat went a running downtown. Uncle Rat went a running downtown to buy his niece a wedding gown. Hum dum diddle dum day. Hum dum diddle dum day.
Where shall the wedding supper be? Where shall the wedding supper be? Way down yonder in a hollow tree.
What should the wedding supper be? What should the wedding supper be? Fried mesquite or in a black-eyed pea. Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum diddle um day.
First to come in was a flying moth. First to come in was a flying moth. She laid out the tablecloth. Hum dum diddle um day.
Next to come in was Mrs. Cow. The next to come in was Mrs. Cow. She tried to dance, but she didn't know how.
Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum diddle um day. Black snake. Next come in was a big black snake. Ate up all of the wedding cake.
Next come in was an old gray cat. Next come in was an old gray cat. Swallowed the mouse and ate up the rat.
Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum diddle um day. Froggy went a hopping up over the brook. Froggy went a hopping up over the brook.
A lily white duck came and swallowed him up.
Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum diddle um day.
Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. Little piece of cornbread laying on the shelf. If you want any more, you can sing it yourself.
Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum diddle um day. Hum dum.
I hope you guys like that. Actually, someone's calling, actually, so I'm going to have my assistant pick that up. Anyways, you just listened to two songs. You listened to Turkey in the Straw and Froggy Went A-Courtin' by David Grover. Pretty cool. Anyways... We are reaching the end of my show. Thank you to everyone who listened. And yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Okay, you don't want to say anything. Okay, we're going to play one more song and head out. So this is going to be, this is going to be goodbye. But, sorry, I'm getting distracted right now. I'm distracting myself and that's not very professional, so I apologize. But anyways, we're going to play one more song. Might be familiar. It's been, the CD has been sitting in the studio with a little sticker that says play me with a smiley face. And I don't want to make them, I don't want to make them sad. Because who knows how long that smile will last if no one plays them. So I'm going to play the song. I'm going to play the song and you're going to like it. As always. Because everyone loves my show. You love my show, right? Thank you. Thank you for saying yes. All right. I'm gonna just play it. I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, everyone. See you later.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Pony 90.9. They play bangers only.
Indubitably.
Pony 90.9 FM Oneana. Keep it locked in, people.
I'm Tiffany. I have some tips for you on how to quit smoking like I did. First, I did some reading about it. I found a lot of great advice on how to quit smoking and picked out the ways I thought would work best for me. I started by setting a quit date. Then I threw out my ashtrays, lighters, and matches. I did other things, too, like exercising more, and it worked. But I'd still get cravings, especially on long car rides. To help me with that, I put a picture of my mother in my car. She died of lung cancer from smoking cigarettes when I was only 16. Now I have a 16-year-old daughter. That picture of my mother reminds me that I don't want to miss all the